Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Ayin Aleph. We are holding out the Mishnah on the top of daf Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Alea Shalom, Shem Shem and Aliyah. Also by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, they should return home safely. Also by the Gross family, Lizecha Nishmas, Chan Aleah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Ramoshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chay Aleah Bas Naftali Hertz, and Svi Menachem Ben Shmayahu, and also by the virtual halacha program, prepare for Yom Adin by mastering the halachos of Rosh Hashanah in a comprehensive course under the auspices of Rav Nevin Sal Shlita. Visit vhalacha.com and use the coupon code DAFYOMI to get a 30% discount on the course. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. The Mishnah is going to talk about what is included in the sale, gift, Yerusha, and Hegdish of a field. So an elaborate Mishnah about transferring a field's ownership and what is included in the transference of that field. The Gemara is going to discuss a little bit about the difference between a Mecher versus a Matana. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, if you sell land and you keep the trees, what rights do you have in that land itself? Meaning a tree, by definition, is connected to the land in some way. It's Mechubar LeKarka, it's Yonek Minakarka. Do you have the right to replant those trees? Do you have the right to the land immediately surrounding those trees? So we're going to express an opinion and then have two opinions, whether that opinion is dafko going within one shita in Tanaim or the other, as far as Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa Hu Mocher. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph, continuing along the theme of when you sell something, what is included in the sale. So if a person sells a field, even if he says that I'm selling everything, including everything that is inside this field, so lo es habar, he is not, we assume he is not selling the bar in the field that is used to water the field, velo es hagas, nor the wine press in the field, velo es hashovach, nor the bird nest in the field, bein charevin, whether there is no water in the bar, no vineyards near the wine press, and no birds in the shovach, bein yeshuvin, or whether they have all of those things, whether the bar is full of water, the field is full of grapes, and the shovach is full of doves. Bottom line is, it doesn't make a difference. Those things are considered chashuv in their own right, and since they're chashuv in their own right, they're not included in the field. Now, in the Sefer Kos Yeshuos, he points out that the idea that when you say hivakol nasha b'tocha mechurin, it does not include any of these items. We understand why Rava says nishba v'gova mech. The Rashbam rather says that our Mishnah is going on a case. Our Mishnah is going on a case where you say he v'kol masha b'tocha mechurin. That the Mishnah is saying, even though you said he v'kol masha b'tocha, so because it's picking up on the end of the Mishnah on Samach Chesam Beis, where he v'kol masha b'tocha, nevertheless, it does not include the mechira of the bar. The Bar Tanura, however, says, even though a person sold the field, he is not including the bar, and it sounds like he's not talking about a case where you say he v'kol masha b'tocha, that it's stam the mechira of a field. So whereas the Rashbam says that the starting point of our Mishnah is where you're saying hiva kol masha betocha, the Bar Tanura doesn't seem to assume that way in his commentary on the Mishnah, that you didn't say hiva kol masha betocha. So the Rashash asks on the Bar Tanura, why doesn't he say like the Rashbam? That's the pashtus of the Mishnah, that it's a hemshech of the previous Mishnah, especially the girsa we have in the Mishnayos, where it doesn't say lo es habar, it says Vilo esabar, where it's muchach that it's a hemshech of the previous Mishnayos. Meaning, if anything, you would have expected one of the commentaries on the Mishnah to say it relates to the previous Mishnah, one of the commentaries on the Gemara to not say that way, because the way we have the Mishnah in the Gemara is lo es, the way we have it in the Mishnayos is vilo es. So that's a difficulty with the shita of the Bar Tanura. Another point over here, we said that vilo es hagas, that it doesn't, you don't sell the gas. The wine press, Tosus Yom Tov explains that the gas that they would be dorech hanavim to make wine is in a kerem, and that's kerem is also called a sada. So that's why it's mentioned in our Mishnah. by items that are included in a Sada, and yet it's not mentioned in the Mishnah on Samaches about things that are included in the Mechira of a city. But a Beis Chabad, which produces shemen from olives, that's much more commonly found in a city and not in a particular field. And that's why that halacha is included in that Mishnah, in the previous Mishnah, and that not in this Mishnah. Another ha'ara, the Nemukah Yosef points out that the Mishnah over here says, Bein Charevin, whether these things are empty of their normal contents, Charevin means that they're not so ra'oi to be used, so there's more makom to say that they're batel to the field, and that someone who buys a field is buying these items together with the field. That's the chiddush of Bein Charevin, right? Meaning, why does the Mishnah have to tell me whether they're full or empty? What difference does it make? He says, no, there's a chiddush that when you say Bein Charevin, you're saying that I would have thought that if it's charev, it's not chashuv, and if it's not chashuv, it doesn't retain its own independent identity, and therefore it's automatically included in the sale of the field. So that's why it tells me that no, it's not included in the sale of a field. And then we said bein yeshuvin, or whether they are they're full and they have, the bar has water and the shovach has yonim, etc. So the Rambam writes that all of these dinim, the Rambam, this 26th paragraph of Hilchos Mechira, writes that all of these dinim are only in a place where there is no minhag, and there are no universal accepted names for each item. But in a place where they're knowing to sell a field or a bias, and you sell X, Y, and Z together with it, so then we are somich on the minhag. And he says also a place where when they refer to a bias, it means only the bias, or a place where they have, when you refer to a bias, it means a bias for kol svivo sav, everything around the bias, and kol shal gabav, we would always follow the minhag hamakom, meaning all of these mishnayos and this entire perek are all assuming that you live in a place that doesn't have known accepted practices in terms of what is included and what is not included in a sale. It is not; these are not universal halachos. They're halachos when there's some ambiguity. But if there's no ambiguity, then we don't revert to looking at these mishnayos to figure out what is and is not included in the sale. Okay, so now we said that what is not included in the sale of a field, in order for the mocher to be able to go through the field to get to these items that are not included, to get to his bar, to get to his gas, v'tzarech likach lo derech divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the mocher now has to purchase the right to be able to walk to his gas, to be able to walk to his bar, to be able to walk to his shovach, because he still owns those items, but he doesn't own any part of the field, so he has to buy the rights to access those things. And the Chum say, no, he doesn't need to be kone a derech to get to these things, because when someone is mocher, he's mocher ba'ayin ra'a, so when I sell you my field, I'm not only not including these items, I'm also keeping for myself the derech to be able to get to these items. That's the shita of the Chamim. Umoda Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva is moda to the Chamim, even though Rabbi Akiva normally assumes ba'ayin yafu umocher, that when I sell you something, I'm selling it to you fully, but bizman sha'amar lo chutz me'elu, if the mocher says, I'm leaving these, he specifically identifies that I'm leaving the bar, the gas, the shovach, out of the sale, she'en atzarech likach lo derech, then he does not need to purchase a derech. We assume that he has a derech, because by saying that chutz me'elu, it was unnecessary for him to say chutz me'elu. Even without saying chutz me'elu, they're not included in the sale. So why is he saying that? It must be that he's trying to keep even a little more for himself than would have been automatic. So automatically, he would have been able to keep the bar, the gas, the shovach. Now that he says chutz me'elu, not only does he keep the bar, the gas, and the shovach, he also keeps the derech to be able to access the bar, the gas, and the shovach. Mecharon liacher, what if things were flipped? A person sells not the field, he sells only the bar, the gas, or the shovach to somebody else, and he leaves the field for himself, he decides he's keeping the field for himself. The Rambam writes that that mecharon liacher, that you can't say that the Rambam writes in Perashat Mishnayos that we should not say that he sells the bar vidus to Shimon, and to Reuven he sells the field. That's not what mecharon liacher means. Mecharon liacher means he keeps the field. field. Not that he sells the field to one person and the gas and the shovach to another person. Because how could it be that if I were to sell the field, I don't get to keep a derech, and yet someone who buys the field from me does get to have a derech. I can only sell that which I have my own rights to. So if I've already sold the gas and the shovach, so it can't be that that the person I'm selling my field to is going to have greater rights than I would have if I were to keep the bar of the gas and the shovach. So he says mecharon liachar, therefore must mean that he sold the bar and dus prior to the mechira of the bayis, or he sold the bayis to one person and the bar v'dus to somebody else b'sha'a achas, where it's simultaneous. So Rabbi Kivega just wonders, l'chora, that perish of the Rambam is against the Gemara, because the Gemara back on Daf Samachay Amar Aleph said that if you sell to two different people, or you give a matana to two different people, you give one of them the pnimis, one of them the chitzona, one the inner home, or one the outer home, l'chala deos, they don't have a derech ze el ze, because just like to the pnimi, you're selling ba'ein yafa, so too to the chitzon, you're being mocher or no sein ba'ein yafa. So neither one has anything on the other one, has any rights to the other one's property. So you can't say ba'ein yafa unless you're keeping something for yourself. And therefore, the whole discussion of the Rambam that you're selling to two people, but it matters the order, or you're selling them simultaneously to two people, very, very difficult. Because if you're selling to two people, nobody should have any rights, any access to anything. And that's why the simple reading of this line of the Mishnah is mecharon liacher, is that you're selling the bar, the gas, the shovach, but you're keeping the field for yourself. So in that case, Rabbi Kiva Omer, eino tzarech likach lo derech. The guy that you sold, the bar, the gas, the shovach too, he doesn't need to buy from you a derech to get to the bar, the gas, and the shovach. Because like we said, a mocher is ba'ayin yafu mocher, according to Rabbi Akiva. So you are selling it with the utmost generosity. So you're giving him not only the bar, the gas, the shovach, you're also selling to him the rights to get to the bar, the gas, and the shovach. The Rashbam raises the question, what should the chiluk be between someone who sells a field where we assume he is not selling the bar, the gas, and the shovach, even according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds ba'ein yafa mocher, versus selling a bar of a gas of shovach, where we assume you are selling the derech in that field with that. Meaning, when I sell you a field, I'm keeping the actual bar of gas of shovach. And yet, when I sell you a bar of gas of shovach, I'm giving you access to my field, like mehechitesi. Why would, if it's ayin yafa, go all the way, right? Meaning ayin yafa, when I'm selling it, then it should be, when I sell you a field, the bar, gas, and shovach are included as well. Mehechitesi, that we're going to limit it, that some things I'm keeping, some things I'm not keeping. So the Rashbam explains that according to Rabbi Akiva, mocher is ba'ayin yafa mocher, he's selling everything that I am mefarish in my mechira. And I'm not keeping any element of that which I am explicitly telling you I am selling to you. So when I'm selling you a sada, so I'm selling you the sada. But if there's something that's not the sada, the bar, gas, and shovach are not the sada, that has nothing to do with ayin yafa. That's my own stuff. But when I'm selling you a bar, gas, and shovach, I have to be selling you the bar, gas, and shovach in the fullest way. So if I'm selling you a bar, gas, and shovach, but you have no ability to use it, well, then I haven't really sold you the bar, gas, and shovach in the fullest way. If you would then need to do another transaction to be able to have any access and any usage of the bar, gas, and shovach, well, then I didn't really sell it to you ba'ayin yafa. So that's the chiluk between them. When I sell a sada, I keep the bar, gas, and shovach, because you still have full access and full rights to the sada. That's still called ayin yafa. But when I sell you a bar, gas, and shovach, if you don't have full access and the ability to have a derech to get to the bar, gas, and shovach, well, then I didn't sell it ba'ayin yafa. So that's how the Rashbam explains that chiluk. But that's the shita of Rabbi Akiva. I sell the bar, gas, and shovach. You do not need to purchase in a separate transaction a derech to get to the those things. And the Chum say, yes, you do. A mocher is ba'ayin ra'a mocher, and therefore I did not sell you the derech. So that was all about mechira. So now the Mishnah discusses, when do we say that the bargas and shovach are not included in the transaction of the field? That's only if I am selling the field. So that's where Rabbi Kiva says that it's ba'ayin yafa, and nevertheless, even though it's ba'ayin yafa, that's not included in the sale. Aval benosin matana nosin eskula. But if I give a field as a matana, I'm giving everything. Forget about derech. I'm giving the actual bar, gas, shovach, everything. Because a matana is given with an even greater sense of generosity, with an even greater ayin yafa. So even things that are not part of the field, and you would think have a certain sense of independence and are considered separate from the field, even that's included in a matana. A third case, ha'achin shechalku. If brothers are dividing an estate that belonged to their father, this one takes one field and that one takes the other field. Zachu b'sada, zachu b'kula. Each one who takes their field is zocha in the bar, the gas, the shovach that are in that field as well. Because one guy is taking one field, the other brother is taking the other field. So minastam, they're trying to be misalek the other brother entirely from the property that they are taking. So that's not about ayin yafa so much as it is about everyone wanting to take their portion in the fullest possible way. So I'm taking my portion with the bar v'gas and shovach. And fourth case, right? So far we had a mechira, we had a matana, we had a yerusha, someone who goes to acquire nichsei ager, who dies without any yorshim, hechzik besada, hechzik bekula. When I make a kinyan chazaka on the sada that belonged to that ger, I get everything, the bar, the gas, the shovach, everything in that sada. The Avrama explains, because when you're zocha from hefker, it's all tali in your own das, and mistama, it's all hefker, your das is probably to be kona, all of it. So as long as you have the das to be kona, all of it, there's no other party. There's no other party that you're transacting with. So you don't have to worry about whether he has ayin yafa, ayin ra. It's all, what do I want? I want everything. So when I make the kinyan, I get everything. The Rashbam says, not only that, you're even zocha in the charuv hamorkav and the sadana shikma that's inside of it. Even though the charuv hamorkav and the sadana shikma are considered to be their own field, and the Gemara had said on Nun Gimel and Beis that if you have two fields and a meitzar, a border that's mafsik between them, so if you're mafsik in one of them, al menas to be kona, both of them, you're only kona the one that you're actually machzik in. So how come you're kona the charuv and the shikma, which are considered to be their own separate fields? So the Rashbam explains, because even though they're considered to be their own separate fields, there's no meitzar that's mafsik b'nehem. The whole din that we had back on Daf Nun Gimel and Beis is that when there's a meitzar that's mafsik, making a kinyan on one karka does not get you both karkaos. But if there's no meitzar on mafsik, if there's no border that's mafsik between the two fields, so yes, a kinyan on one karka can get you the rights to both karkaos. So that's as far as nichsei ager. And then a final halacha in the Mishnah, ha-makdish ha-sasadeh, if one is makdish a field, hikdish eskula. He's makdish the bar, the gas, the shovach, everything in that field. Because when a person gives something to hegdish, that we assume is with the ultimate ayin yafa, it's similar to a matana. Right, that we said, just like matana, you're giving everything, even the bar, gas, and shovach that would not be included in a mechira ba'ayin yafa. Even Rabbi Akiva's mechira ba'ayin yafa would not include a bar, gas, and shovach, but a matana, yes. So hekdish also, yes. Rabbi Shimon Omer, makdish sada, lo hekdish el sachar v'amurkav v'sadin hashikma. He did not include in the hekdish the bar, the gas, and the shovach that are inside of it. He only included the trees, because the makdish assumes that he assumes that the makdish is like a mocher, and therefore he's not including anything that he didn't explicitly say he's being makdish, except for the charav amorkav and sadin hashikma. And the reason those are the exception, they're not included in the mechira, why should they be included in hekdish? According to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon seems to link hekdish to a mechira. So the reason those are different is because they are yonek a lot from the field, and anything that's yonek from hekdish, a lot is going to be very much connected to the hekdish. So since the field belongs to Hegdish, that which is yonek from Hegdish has to have a certain status of Hegdish along with it. So we had said that a mechira, by definition, even if it's ba'in yafa, excludes a bunch of things, certain trees and bar, gas, shovach. A matana includes everything, the trees, the bar, the gas, and the shovach. A hegdish, when you're giving something to hegdish, that's a machlokas. In our Mishnah, is it more like a matana or is it more like a mechira? Right? So the Tanakhama said it's more like a matana. Rabbi Shimon said it's more like a mechira, but not quite fully like a mechira, in the sense that at least the trees are included in the hegdish. But as far as the bar, gas, for shovach are concerned, it, in that sense, it's like a mechira. Okay, so that's our Mishnah. So says Gemara, well, wait a second. Maishna mecher, maishna matana. Why is it that when it comes to a sale, so we said, you're not including everything in the sale, and when it comes to a matana, we said you're including everything in the sale. The bar, the gas, the shovach, everything. Even when you give a matana by inyafa, you're giving more than a mocher, but sometimes, maybe that's not what the guy intends to give. How can we just make a blanket statement that every matana you're giving everything and every mecher you're holding something back? So the Gemara explains, Pirish Yehuda ben Nakosa lefnei Rebbe, ze perish v'ze lo perish. What do you mean? When you give a matana, you explain that you're giving everything, and that's why the guy gets everything. When you're selling something, you explain that you're not selling everything, or you did not say that you're explaining to give that you're trying to give everything. So ask the Gemara, hi ze perish v'ze lo perish. Is that what our Mishnah is talking about? That's the difference, that the case of matana in our Mishnah happens to be a case where you mentioned explicitly that you are giving the bar, gas, and shovach and everything in it? I don't need a halach in the Mishnah for that. Zelo pirish v'zelo pirishu. The whole premise of an entire perek is that you didn't explain. It was just a stam mechira, a stam matana. There was no pirish anything. So again, we're back to the question. Why is it that a matana is considered to be much more inclusive than a mecher? Ella ze hayalo lefarish v'ze lo hayalo lefarish. No, the chiluk is when you give a matana, since typically we assume the attitude in gift giving is an ayin yafa, is that you want to be as generous as possible. If for whatever reason you're not being as generous as possible, you should have said something. I mean, if you're trying to keep the bar, gas, v'shovach, it's incumbent upon a nosin matana to say what he's not including in the matana. And if he didn't say anything, then he is including that in the matana. Whereas a mocher, he does not need to say what he's not including in the sale, because in general, when people sell, they're selling out of a sense of desperation, and they're only selling the bare minimum of what they must sell. If you're selling property, it's because you need the money, you need the cash. No one ever likes to sell real estate. So if you're doing that, it's because a certain sense of desperation. So obviously you're not trying to sell more than you need to. And therefore it's yadua that it's not going to be ba'ayin yafa, it's going to be ba'ayin ra'a. And even if you have a person who typically sells things, says the Rashbam, even if you have a person who typically sells things ba'ayin yafa, we don't say that Bistami selling ba'ayin yafa. The yada konas ala tachtona, the lokeach, does not have the upper hand, because it's not the mocher's responsibility to explain what he's being mishayer. However, the Rashbam quotes a different interpretation of this line of Gemara as well from Rabbeinu Chananel, that the chiluk the Gemara is saying about hayulo lefarish versus lo yulo lefarish, the way the Rashbam just explained, the way the Rashbam understands is hayulo lefarish means the mocher, that the mocher, if he's keeping something for himself on a matana, hayulo lefarish, he should have said so. On the mecher, it's not up to him to say so. So it's all about the mocher. Rabbeinu Chananel understands that the chiluk the Gemara is making is about the kona, that the dafka, the kona, is not going to be embarrassed from the mocher, because he's paying good money. So you should be tovea from the mocher that he wants additional things. Are you also including this? Are you also including that? He has the right to ask for those things. But a mekabel matana would be embarrassed to be mefarish and to ask, oh, you're giving me the field? Is the shovach included? Is the gas included? You're getting a matana, just be grateful. And you say, thank you, you're afraid to ask, what's this, what's that? So that's how Rabbeinu Chananel understands. And therefore, by a kona, when you're buying something, since you have every right to ask, okay, I need to know X, Y, Z, what's included? I'm paying good money for this. If you didn't ask, you don't get it. But by a matana, even if you didn't ask, you do get it. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel of how to read that line of Gemara. So now the Gemara says, let's quote a maisa from which we learn the chiluk between a mecher and a matana. Hu damar lahu, and there was a guy that issued a tzava'a prior to dying. So he said to the people around him, Havale leplanya, I want you to give ploni base of the machzik mea gulfi, a bias that is large enough that it can hold 100 barrels, meaning 10 rows of 10 barrels each. And when they wanted to fulfill his tzava'a, ishtakach, they found a bias, davamachzik me'a ve'esrin, that was able to hold 120 barrels, and he didn't have a bias that held just 100 barrels. So he didn't know what to do. He said, I want to give Ploni a bias that holds 100 barrels. He didn't have such a bias. He had a bias that was slightly larger, that was 20% larger than the bias that he described. So machlokas amurayim, amur mazutra, Marzutra says the recipient can only get 5/6 of that bias, and that sixth of the bias he doesn't get. Mea amarle, mea vesul no amarle. He said you're going to get a bias that could hold 100 barrels, so you get the amount of that bias that could hold 100 barrels, but not 120. Ravashi says you give him the whole bias. Milo tanan. After all, didn't we say in our Mishnah, Bamed varmamurim b'mocher av benose matana nose nes kula? As Kulan, didn't we say in our Mishnah that when do we say that you're holding back a little bit, even if you hold Mocher Bayin Yafa Mocher, even Rabbi Akiva held, you're holding back on the bar and the gas and the shovach, that's by a mecher, but by a matana, you hold back nothing, you're giving more than just the sada that you're selling. Alma Manti Yav Matana Bayin Yafa Yav. So we see that a person who's giving a matana is giving with an extraordinary Ayin Yafa, he's giving with the most extreme type of Ayin Yafa. So Achanami Manti Yav Matana. So over here also, when the guy is dying and he's giving a bias, he's giving a bayin yafa. So he meant to give the entire bias. That which he said, it's only a bias that holds 100 chavios, it's because that he misjudged how much the bias could hold. So he didn't say the exact size of the bias, he just said 100 chavios, because that was his judgment of what that bias could actually hold. But as it turns out, the bias could hold more than 100 chavios. The Ritva raises the question, what does the tzava'a have to do with our Mishnah? Over here we're saying the nosin gave a shir mefurash. So how can I assume, meaning in this case of the tzava'a, he said exactly how large an area it is. Meaning it's not like, oh, I say sada. So what does sada mean? There are things in that sada. What is included, what's not included? Over here he said how much it's supposed to hold. So the Ritva writes that the tam of our Mishnah is that nosim bayin yafa nosim, and therefore you want to give everything, the bar, the gas, and everything else. And the fact that you didn't say it explicitly is so that you could be begeder emor ma'at vasei harbe. Meaning the whole premise of the Mishnah, that a nosim bayin yafa nosim, is because you strive to be in the category of people that's omer ma'at and osa harbe, that says very little and does a lot. So you want that the Mekabel will get more than you're telling him. So that's the limud. So we're saying over here also, since you don't know exactly how large this house is, so you try to under-promise and over-deliver. Right? That's the premise of the Mishnah, and that's the premise of this tzava as well. So even though the tzava was much more explicit in terms of the size of the bayis, but the premise is an emor ma'at vaseh harbe type of premise. Okay, now the Mishnah had said, a makdish asasada hikdish, so this is the next and last sugya on today's daf, about being makdish. If you're makdish a field, you're makdish as kula. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, makdish is not like giving a matana, it's more like a mecher, except for the charev and hamorkov and the sadan hashikma are included. So when you are makdish a field, Rabbi Shimon says, you're still keeping the bar v'gas and shovach, but the trees, the big trees, you're including in the hegdish. So again, everyone agrees that when you're makdish asada, the trees are included. But Rabbi Shimon says what's not included is the bar, the gas, and the shovach. So Rav Huna comments. Rav Huna's going to say a din, and we're going to try to figure out if it fits with our Mishnah. So Amar Rav Huna Afal Gavda Amar Rabbanan. Even though we're going to see in the Mishnah in about 10 days from now that a konesh shnei ilanos b'toch shel chaveru, that if a person purchases two trees in his friend's field, hareze lo kana karka, so he does not have the right to the karka in between those trees, and he's not kona the karka even underneath the trees, in the sense that he's not, if those trees ever die, he's not going to be able to plant other trees in their place. But machar karka vishir shnei ilanos, but if you sold karka and you left for yourself two trees in that karka, vishir shnei ilanos lefanav, so yesh lo karka, then the mocher gets the karka that's underneath those trees, and therefore when those trees die, he's allowed to plant other trees in their place, because we assume he's selling the karka ba'ayin ra'a, and he means to keep for himself not only the trees but the karka that's underneath those trees as well. The Ritva explains that when Rav Huna says yesh lo karka, he means for two purposes. Number one, the karka that's under the trees and between the trees, and chutz lahem kamlo ora v'salo, right, the amount of area around the trees that you would normally need to work those trees. And second, it means that if those trees die, he's allowed to plant other trees. So it's not only about the karka, the usage of the karka while these trees exist, but it's also about replacing these trees in this very karka. So when you sell a land and you keep the trees, you're keeping the land on both of those levels. You're keeping actual land, and you're keeping the right to replant if anything happens to these trees. And the Gemara initially assumes that Rav Huna is saying this, Vafil Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, to Amar, Mocher, Ba'ein Yafa Mocher, who holds that even a Mechira is done with some sense of an Ayin Yafa, and that's why a Mechira is done where when you're selling the field, even though you're keeping the bar, the gas, and the Yishovach, but you're selling the derech to it, you're going to have to buy the derech to it, so there's an Ayin Yafa in a Mechira. Hani mili gabi bar vados. When do we say that that you're selling ba'ayin yafa? That's if you sell a bayis and you keep for yourself the bar vados. So Rabbi Kiva holds, you're not keeping for yourself the karka around the bar vados. You're not keeping for yourself a derech to the bar vados that you're going to have to buy, because it was ba'ayin yafa. Why over there is it ba'ayin yafa, whereas by a tree, we assume you're not only keeping the tree, you're also keeping the karka? The lo kamachshi ba'ara, because the bar vados do not weaken the karka of the buyer. And therefore, the mocher has no problem being tovea the kona, and he doesn't need to leave karka for himself. Avalilanos to kamachshi ba'ara. But if a person sells a field and leaves for himself trees, where it's going to be mekalkal the karka, it's going to ruin the karka, so for sure you're leaving some of the karka for yourself, as to the extent that when the trees get old, you're going to be able to plant other trees in its place. Because the misa de lo shir, because if you were not leaving karka for yourself, le malay, then why can't the guy who just bought the field where these trees are sitting, why can't he turn to you and say, akori lan chashkol vizil, get rid of your trees. To take your dry trees and get out of here. So it's the assumption is that anyone who sells in such a way is keeping the trees for himself, is also keeping the karka around it, and the right to replant trees in its place, just like he would have had just like these trees that he's keeping for himself can stay. So any trees that he wants to plant in their place can also stay. So that's Rav Huna's din. So again, Rav Huna's great chiddush is that if you sell karka and you keep trees for yourself, you're also keeping the karka under the trees, the karka around the trees, and that's a filu l'das Rabbi Akiva, that mocher is buying yafa mocher, but because of the impact that trees have on karka, we assume that you're keeping all of that for yourself. So now the Gemara asks on Rav Huna from a brisa that explains our Mishnah. Tana, and our Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ha-makdish ha-sasad lo higdish ela charev ha-morkav ha-sad ha-shikma, that if you're makdish a field, it's like a mechira, except for that the charev ha-morkav ha-sad ha-shikma are included in the hegdish. V'tani Allah, and a brisa explained that on Rabbi Shimon, matam, why is it that the charev and the shikma are more mukdash than the other things in the field, than the bar and the gas and the shovach? Why is it that the trees are more likely to be included in your intention to give to Hegdish than the bar, the gas, and the shovach? hold the yonkin mistay hekdish, because they are being yonek from the field of hekdish. And when you are makdish, you're doing so ba'ein yafa, and you want to be makdish the karka that's underneath the charav and the shikma. So it turns out that they're growing in karka hekdish, and gidulei hekdish have a din of hekdish. So says Gemara, wait, but according to Rav Huna, v'isal kadaitich shiure shier, if you're going to assume, like Rav Huna, that a mocher keeps for himself, who keeps for himself the trees, is not only keeping the trees, he's keeping the ground underneath the trees. So then Rabbi Shimon, who compares a makdish to a mocher, so makdish also. It's not being yonek from hegdish. He's keeping the ground underneath the trees. He's keeping the ground that it's being yonek from. Kike yanke, mit nafshei ke yanke. What they're being yonek from is not hegdish. What they're being yonek from is his own property. If Rav Huna were really correct, that when it comes to a mechira, where you keep the trees, you're keeping everything in the tree. You're keeping the karka under the trees as well. So shouldn't you say the same thing when you're giving something to Hegdish? Don't tell me a svara that when I give something to Hegdish, because it's being yonek from the karka of Hegdish, so it must be that I'm giving the trees also. No, adraba, because I'm keeping the trees, it's not being yonek from the karka of Hegdish. The karka is still my karka. Now this concept of that which is yonek from the karka of Hegdish having a certain automatic status of Hegdish is paskin by the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Me'ila writes that Gidulei Hegdish Mo'alim Bo. That which grows in Hegdish is subject to Me'ila, and that's this Chorav and Work of Sadan HaShikma that are Yonik from a Sada Hegdish. If Itaka is considered a Sada Hegdish, then we do seem to be assuming that which grows in it is Hegdish as well. Now the Gemara in Yuma tells us that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he planted all sorts of Megadim of Zahav, and it was Motzi Peros, one of the great miracles that happened in the Binyan, in the Bayis Rishon, in Shlomo Melech's Bayis, was that he planted golden trees that grew golden fruits. Now gold is not something that grows on trees, but when Shlomo Melech did it, it worked. It was and what happened? The Gemara says that the wind would blow and the trees would fall off. The fruits would fall off the trees, and the Kohanim got their parnasa from that, from these golden fruits. So the Or Sameach has a discussion in his Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila. How are the Kohanim allowed to use that? You're not allowed to be nene from Gidulei Hegdish. So, meaning our Gemara says that Gidulei Hegdish is Hegdish. So how, it's subject to Me'ila. How can you be nene from Gidulei Hegdish? So the Or Sameach says, this isn't Gidulei Hegdish. This is Gidulei Neis, meaning nothing is supposed to grow when you plant gold. So since it's Gidulei Neis, it's not called Gidulei Hegdish. He brings a raya from the Radak in Malachim Beis, writes about the Kad Shemen of Elisha more oil kept on pouring out, that it's not Chayiv and Meiser, because whatever the original oil was Chayiv and Meiser, but whatever more oil came out, Al Derech Neis, is not Chayiv and Meiser, because it's considered Shemesh Al Neis, it's not considered the actual Shemen. But anyway, so back to our Akasha. So the Gemara says, okay, we have to understand Rav Huna a little different. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon holds that you're not, Rabbi Shimon Damak Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon holds that you're not keeping the karka for yourself, is assuming like his Rabbi Akiva, that a mocher is ba'in yafa mocher, and therefore you're not keeping anything for yourself. So when a makdish leaves over trees, he's not leaving any karka for himself. And that's what the Brisa says, that according to Rabbi Shimon, the ilanos are yonik from karka hegdish. But Rav Huna Damak Rabba, meaning don't ask that Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah is against Rav Huna. That's not a stira. There's a machlokas tanaim. There's a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, whether ba'in ra'a or ba'in yafa. So Rav Huna says that you're leaving the karka of the yanika for yourself. That's assuming like the Rabbanan who holds ba'in ra'a mocher. And it's only within the sheet of the Rabbanan that Rav Huna holds that you're keeping the karka that the trees need. So it says Gemara, ki Rabbanan, pshita. If you're saying like the Rabbanan, you need to tell me that if you're Meshire the Ilanos in the Karka, you're Meshire the Karka itself, you're even being Meshire the Derech in the Karka. So of course you're being Meshire the Makom where the trees are standing. So answer the Gemara, even though we find, according to the Rabbanan, that you're leaving for yourself the Derech that you need to get to the Bor and the Dus, Rav Huna needs to tell me that you're being Meshire the Karka underneath the trees, because he's adding an additional chiddush. Kiddush, that even if those trees fall, the mocher is able to go back and plant other trees in its place. Had Rav Huna not taught me that, I would have said that much you're not leaving for yourself. That yes, when I sell a karka and I'm keeping the bar, the gas, the shovach, so I'm keeping for myself the right to use that bar, that gas, that shovach. But if I sell the tree, I wouldn't know that after that tree's gone, that I can still produce another, I could still put another tree in its place. That's an additional level of chiddush. That's what Rav Huna is telling me within the shita of the Rabbanan. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful day.